Weather is good, 80 degrees, sunny skies today. Good time to be out. Good time to be taking care of some home improvement projects, or maybe some just home projects in general. And well, when you need that done, there's only one place you go in the state of Vermont. That's Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete and locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're also located across the lake in Rouses Point, New York, and online at sticksandstuff.com. Joining us now is our guy Kyle over at the St. Albans location. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I got some aches and pains. I feel like I'm pushing 90, but other than that, I'm doing good. My son and I participated in the 10K run up at the Enosburg Dairy Festival yesterday, the milk run. So, yeah, we're feeling that one.
Did you run any of it?
I did. I ran the majority of it, stopped a couple times to catch my breath, but I ended up finishing. So that's what I was shooting for.
Congratulations. Today we're not talking home improvement. We need physical improvement today. You need like ointments and creams and massage chairs and things like that.
Yes, ointments and creams. We don't do that at Sticks, but something that we do, and we're getting a lot of questions about, are the different type of nail guns, finish nailers. And a lot of people come in looking for those. Of course, they're a time saver. They're an energy saver. And there's a lot of different kinds. You know, there's framing nailers that a lot of people are familiar with. They see those on construction sites. You know, that's generally for nailing, bigger products like roofing trusses and walls and building things like that. But there's also finish nailers, brad nailers, and there's even pin nailers now. So like a 15-gauge finish nailer is going to be something that's pretty common for a guy to use interior for trim, or like 1x4 or 1x6, something like that. And then there's also finish nailers, which is a little bit smaller. It's a 16-gauge nail. Normally those are angled or straight depending on the nailer you get. And then within the last few years, they've come out with one called a micro pin nailer. It's a 23-gauge nail. It basically looks like if you took a staple from a stapler, a paper stapler, and just kind of straightened it out. So there's no head. It's made for like tacking really fine pieces of woodworking or cabinetry or stuff like that. So there's all different kinds of nailers. Come in and ask us about them. There's the classic nailers that run on air. A lot of guys use those if they're using them a lot, because if you're in one place, you can set up a compressor with your air hose, and then you have a solid stream of air that you can continue to use that nailer. There's also, I know Passlo is a very popular one, a popular brand. Those run off of like a little gas cartridge, so it injects a little bit of gas into the nailer. There's a battery, lights that, it causes a little explosion, kind of like a mini motor, and then it just drives the nail. The ones that are becoming increasingly more popular are the battery-powered nailers. So most of your big tool companies make those, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, they make all different kinds of those, but those are handy because you can just grab the battery off the charger and the nailer, and you're not tripping over air hoses or compressors. So lots of different options for lots of different things, but just swing in and we'll help you out.
I last year became very handy. You heard my stories about picking up things off the side of the road and repainting them and sanding them and finishing them and now using them for myself. We're getting to that point where I'm going to be doing it again this summer. Talk to me about sanders, paint-related equipment, tools, et cetera.
Yeah, so swing into anywhere. Paint sundries, we have a ton of different options there's rollers, there's staining cloths and staining pads, there's paint brushes, there's all different kinds of paint brushes. There's straights, there's angled, they're made up of different things. It goes to whatever project you're doing. If you're going to be using like an oil-based product, you're going to want something that's a natural bristle, because if you use oil-based products with a plastic bristle, it's going to run all over the place and make a mess. Sander-wise, we've got corded sanders, cordless sanders. Once again, they make a ton of different kinds. They make a quarter sheet sander, which obviously is the size of a quarter sheet of sandpaper that just vibrates back and forth in one direction. And then they make a random orbital sander, which is more popular. A lot of people are familiar with those. They're the round ones with the holes that help with dust collection. But those do what they say. They're random. So as long as you keep moving your hand in the sander, you tend not to get as many marks on the finished piece of product.
Anything else we need to know today?
Enjoy the day.
There you go. That sounds like good advice. So, Kyle, much appreciated. We'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good. I'm going to go to an ice bath.